活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
Now you do the new start.
那你现在呢，改用新起点的生活。
You're not really eating high fatty food.
你就不再吃高油脂了。
And you drink water.
喝清水。
And you begin to do the exercise.
开始动。
And stretching.
伸展。
See. Then your blood pressure has to go down, right?
你的血、yeah. 你的血压自然就会升降低。
Especially when you do that,
特别是你做这些事的时候
，something very important happens in your body.
你的身体呢，就发生了一个很奇妙的事情。
Okay, let me show you this picture. Okay, this is heart.
心脏。
Okay, and there is blood vessels like this.
那个有心脏血管。
And if cholesterol accumulate here in this area,
胆固醇呢，就是会在那里。
Then this area does not receive enough oxygen.
那个区域呢，没有收到足够的氧。
See, then you have a chest pain.
你就有心悸。
That kind of thing we call the angina, 협심증。
狭心症吗？狭心症。
And so when cholesterol accumulates,
所以这个胆固醇的一个阻塞
，it look like this. Normally, this is a normal blood vessel.
这个是一个正常的血管切片。
There's no cholesterol accumulated.
没有这个阻塞。
And this is blood vessel.
那有血管的。
These are red blood cells here.
里头有红血球。
These are white blood cells.
也有白血球。
And when cholesterol accumulates like this, this yellow cholesterol.
然后呢，胆固醇的阻塞就变成这个。
Okay. And so when cholesterol accumulates,
当胆固醇阻塞的时候。
Then blood vessel become see this cholesterol accumulate here.
这个血管呢就变缩小了。
When it got worse, it become like this.
那它会越来越严重。
It become further worse. Let me see. Then what happens is, oops.
所以会发生什么事情呢
？Then sometimes there is a crack develop.
那当中呢，就会有一些裂痕。
These are cholesterol accumulate here.
那是胆固醇的。
And when there's a crack,
那有裂痕的时候
，then there is a blood and a lot of white blood cells comes out. It's very thick.
那边呢就会成为很积成的很厚。
And this very thick stuff comes out and it blocks this narrowed blood vessel here.
那它就会阻塞了这个或是阻挡减少了血管的这个宽度。
This we call thrombus.
血栓。
Yeah. 血栓。
血很像盖子那样。
So if this happens in your blood vessel in the heart,
所以你在这个心脏的血管里头这个血栓的话
，you have a heart attack.
你就有心脏这个心脏病。
If this happens in your brain,
如果发生在脑。
Then you have a stroke.
就中风了。
See. So, how can this disappear? Can this cholesterol disappear?
那个血管里头阻塞的胆固醇会不会不见
？Can this disappear?
能不能让它消失
？Well, we doctors never imagine this can disappear.
我们做医生的人很难想象说这个胆固醇会消失。
But then scientists found out.
那现在的科学家就发现
，There is a gene in a liver cell，
也就是在我们的肝里头有一个基因。
So obviously God knew that we will eat fat。
很显然的，上帝有猜到人会吃脂油。
Even though He asked us not to eat fat，
即使他 不准人之由。
So you remember that Leviticus chapter 3, God asked us not to eat fat, right?
你记得那个利未记那边讲到上帝不准人吃油脂。
But we are not going to listen to God and we're going to eat fat. God knew that.
那我们也不想听上帝的，我们就想要吃油。那么上帝也猜到了。
So God knew that we're going to have a cholesterol accumulate.
上帝也猜到吃下去的结果就是会有胆固醇的阻塞。
God is forgiving God.
上帝是愿意饶恕的上帝。
And God wanted to forgive cholesterol.
所以上帝希望饶恕你胆固醇过高的问题。
So in the liver cell,
所以肝里头有一种细胞。
God already prepared the special gene.
上帝已经放了一个特别的基因藏在里头。
Which produces special substance called HDL.
它会分泌一种特别的物质叫做 HDL。
Okay, this is HDL. HDL.
这个宝物呢，就是 HDL.
So when liver cell produces this HDL,
让你的肝细胞分泌这种 DHL.
See, HDL is produced.
这个 HDL 它会分泌。
When you finally stop eating fatty food.
当你停止吃那些油脂的
，and when you begin to do the exercise，
你甘愿来运动了
，then you need the blood flow，
那么你需要
better blood flow，
血液来流动
，and your blood vessel need to be widened up，
那你的血管呢必须要来扩张
，so you don't need cholesterol，
所以你这时候就不需要胆固醇了
，so your body feels the need to clean up the cholesterol。
所以这个身体呢就知道你的需要，那么它就开始清洗你的胆固醇。
So God activated this gene to produce HDL, the liver cells.
上帝呢就来活化你的肝细胞，来产生这个 HDL.
And when this HDL is produced,
当这 HDL 出来的时候
，this HDL goes to your blood vessel.
那么它就到了血管
，and clean up the cholesterol.
它就在那边清洗门面。
And your blood vessel can become normal blood vessel.
那你的胆固醇呢？就的一个血管呢，现在就变成正常血管。
Your blood vessel is forgiven.
你的血管呢就被饶恕了。
Why?
为什么
？Because Jesus died for us.
因为耶稣曾经为你死。
That's why cholesterol can be forgiven.
所以连我们的胆固醇也会被耶稣所饶恕。
See, when this HDL collects.The cholesterol from the blood vessel.
所以这个 HDL 呢，从这个血管里头把这个胆固醇收集来。
And this HDL brings cholesterol back to the liver.
那么就把这胆固醇带回肝。
So when cholesterol arrives in the liver,
这个胆固醇呢进到这个肝的地方。
Then liver destroys this cholesterol.
你的肝呢就会把这个胆固醇给消灭。
And send it into the bile.
然后送到
胆囊，
胆囊，
嗯哼，
我听得懂。
And next morning，
所以第二天早上
，it excrete into the duodenum， 是不是这样？
那就送到什么？十二指肠。
Then you ate food, the fruits, and the brown rice。
你吃的是水果，又吃糙米
，banana or whatever。
那些香蕉之类的
，which has a lot of fiber，
丰富的纤维
，and the fiber absorbs this cholesterol, leftover cholesterol。
纤维呢就收集了这些胆固醇。
And then you go to bathroom。
那么你就去厕所。
You go，
你就练功。
Then cholesterol comes， boom。
哇，胆固醇呢就被你这样子排除在外。
So God has a wonderful program。
所以上帝有很美好的程式。
To remove the cholesterol accumulated in your blood vessel,
是让你的血管里头的胆固醇阻塞呢可以解决了。
So God is wonderful God.
所以我们的上帝是一个非常奇妙的神。
God has the best solution.
他有最棒的一种解决方法。
And I want you to do the stretching exercise.
而我要做的就是一个伸展。
The people who has backache a lot.
为什么我们会腰痛？
Most backache is coming from this muscle ache.
这个背痛呢，通常是来自于这个背的肌肉。
See, right in the middle,
在中间。
Right in the middle, you have a spinal bone, right?
有这个脊椎骨。
On both sides, and there is a big muscle here.
在这两边呢，就有很大的肌肉。
And this muscle is a very important muscle.
这些肌肉是很重要的肌肉。
If you have a good capillary supply to this muscle,
你对这些肌肉呢，有一些好的这个微血管。
Your muscle will receive sufficient amount of oxygen.
那么你的肌肉就会收到足够的氧。
You will never have a backache.
就不再疼痛。
So even though I sit in on the airplane for 16 hours,
所以我即使在飞机上坐了16个小时，
I don't have a backache.
也不会背痛。
So a lot of people, this kind of people have a lot of ache all over the place.
而那些会疼痛的，到哪里都是会疼痛。
People who stay home,
他们即使在家，
who lie down all the time,
哎呀，他们总是躺在
watch television,
躺着那边斜眼看电视。
When you lie down,
当你躺着，
your muscle does not work.
你的肌肉是没有运动。
That's why all the capillaries begin to shrink.
所以这个微血管呢就收缩了。
And then you eat high fatty food.
哇，又吃高脂肪的。
Then lie down, watch television.
那又在那边斜眼看电视。
And all the capillaries shrink.
哇，最后你的微血管呢，哎，就萎缩。
And then you do a little bit of exercise.
你就哎有做一点运动。
As it aches.
哇，原来你只是想上厕所。
As your capillary begin to shrink all over your body,
那你全身的这微血管都收缩萎缩。
Your heart pumps blood.
你的心脏要打血液。
There's not much space to go.
就没有太多的地方可以去。
Because capillary has been shrunk.
因为微血管已经萎缩了。
Blood pressure can go up.
你的血压就升高了。
That's why you need to exercise.
所以你要怎么样
？And especially stretching exercise.
特别是伸展的运动。
So when you do the stretching.
所以当你伸展的时候。
Okay, you make sure that you have to have a deep breathing and stretch.
那么你要深呼吸。
So like, see, and goes down like.
哇，
啊，这个。And while you're doing this,
所以当你这样做的时候
，you need to breathe.
你要吸气呀。
好，
你要深呼吸。
上 ，like this. So, at least you breathe 4 times.
至少呼吸个四次。
Of course, at the beginning, it aches, but breathe.
没错，刚开始的时候，哎，你要小心哦，会很痛。
If you do only 3 or 4 days,
如果你做个三四天
，like 10 to 15 minutes a day,
一天只要花10-15分钟。
The different motion, like, 1, 2, 3, 4,
呼吸个四次。
You know this kind of motion.At the beginning, you have some pain.
开始的时候你可能会痛。
Why? Because your capillaries are not stretched out yet.
因为你的微血管还没有伸展。
But after 3-4 days,
三四天之后
it will be much easier.
就会更容易做到。
After 1 week,
一个星期
you'll be surprised.
你就会很惊讶。
Wow!
Oh!
And then you feel, oh, there's no more ache.
你就不再疼了。Yeah.
So,Make sure you breathe.
而且你要一定要呼吸哦。
Okay. Also, this kind of stretching is very important.
哇，这个筋肌独立。
Okay. Because if you do it at the beginning,
那你一开始这样做的时候，
because
你就是很难做平衡。
Keep on doing this.
可是不要放弃哦。
You know nowadays.
因为之后
，many older people，
现在很多人呢，很年纪大的时候
，they have osteoporosis，
他们有这个骨质疏松
，because they eat too much meat，
因为吃太多肉
，and don't do any exercise，
不运动
，with the stress，
有压力
，coffee，
喝咖啡
，cola，
可乐
，they all create osteoporosis，
这都造成骨质疏松。
So when they have osteoporosis,
当他们骨松了以后
，the bone is very weak,
骨头就脆弱。
But they fell very easily,
但是呢，反而会很容易跌倒。
Many old people fell in the house.
很多老人家是在家里跌倒。
In the room, they break their bone.
他们呢，在家里面就骨折了。
Do you know why?
为什么？
Because they cannot balance themselves.
因为他们没有办法平衡自己。
They lost sense of balance.
因为他们失去平衡感。
So when they sit down,
他们坐的时候。
Or they lay down on the bed.
或者是躺着。
Then they stand up. Oops, they fell.
哦，他连坐着都会失去平衡。
So you need to maintain sense of balance.
所以你要维持那样子的平衡感。
That's why you need this kind of, you know, then,
So you 一只脚就可以了。
If you do that every day,
所以你每天这样练习。
In your brain,
你的脑
there are many brain cell connection we call synapses.
你头脑里头的细胞呢，就连接得很好。
To maintain the balance.
他们能够维持这样子的平衡。
But if you keep on lying down, sitting down.
那你一直躺着坐着。
Never walking.
没有走。
Then all these important synapses to maintain balance disappears.
那么那些维持平衡的那一种物质呢，就失去了。
That's why these old people cannot maintain balance.
那以至于年纪大的时候就失去平衡感。
So, sometimes you need this
kind of
balancing, right? And so then you have you don't fall.
而且你不会跌倒。
You keep good balances.
那你就维持很好的平衡感。
Many old people they die after falling.
很多老人家呢，他跌倒了以后就不久就死了。
They break the bone.
因为他们骨折。
They cannot do any more exercise.
那躺着更不能运动。
If older people cannot do any exercise,
如果老人家没有办法运动
capillaries suddenly shrink very fast.
微血管非常快的就收缩了。
The entire body condition become going downhill.
全身的功能呢很快就降低。
Blood pressure going up.
当你这个功能
they have more heart trouble.
血压高的时候，我们心脏就有问题。
The stomach doesn't function very well.
胃也没有办法正常工作。
Kidney doesn't function very well.
肾也没有办法正常。
Regular exercise is very important.
所以经常的运动是很重要。
With stretching.
要伸展。
If you don't do anything.
如果你什么都不做。
But if you do begin to drink water at least starting tomorrow morning.
但至少呢，你明天早上开始就可以开始多喝水
，and then begin to do the stretching，
开始来伸展
，morning and evening，
早晚
，but if you're too busy，
如果太忙
，just do it in the morning，
那你早上做就好
，it'll make a lot of difference，
那就会带来很大的不同
，it'll really guarantee good health for your old age。
那么你到年老的时候呢，会带给你很棒的健康状态。
But on top of that,
不但如此
，if you change your diet,
你也要改变饮食。
And I think Pastor Tu will announce the cooking class.
对，我们这边也有为大家预备往后后继的这个烹饪班。
And learn how to cook healthy.
要知道怎么样用健康的方式来烹饪。
If you change your diet,
然后改变食物的话
，My, when you become 60, 70 years old,
我告诉你，当你六七十岁的时候
，Your health will be better than before.
你的健康状态会比以前更好。
I can guarantee you that.
我可以向你保证。
Because that this is why I'm enjoying much better health than I was 35 years old.
所以我现在比我三十五岁的时候更加的健康。
So, it was a wonderful time I had in Taiwan this time.
这一次我来到台湾真的是很美好的时光。
Because I'm so thankful to the Ministers Association.
我很感谢基督教策略联盟。
To invite me.
邀请我。
To have this seminar.
有这样子的一个课程。
And because I was here.
那因为我来到这里
I hope many of you
我希望我们当中所有的人
be much healthier than before
比以前更加的健康
but most of all
那最重要的
I want to see you in heaven
我希望在天国也能够看到你
with our wonderful Jesus Christ
跟耶稣基督在一起
Amen, thank you
Amen, 谢谢谢谢谢谢 哇，时间今天差不多。
活化生命密码的健康时代 ，New Start， 全民健康新起点，健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
因为射护腺肥大而开刀，但是开刀之后还是没有好，常常需要小便，很麻烦。频尿的毛病要怎么样医治
？When you have a cancer surgery，
那你有这个癌症的这个开刀的话
，If your diet don't change，
如果你饮食不改变。
If you don't drink water,
也不喝水。
If you don't do exercise,
不运动。
Recovery can be very slow.
那你恢复是很慢的。
So, if you begin to do the new start after the surgery,
但是你开刀之后过一个新起点的生活。
The recovery from surgery can be very fast.
那么你的恢复就很快。
And also, your T cell becomes stronger.
你的 T 细胞也会很强。
And cancer cell does not come back.
那么这个癌细胞不会再回来。
If you think because you had a surgery,
那你想说啊，我已经开过刀了。
Cancer is gone,
癌症拿掉。
If you think that way,
如果这样想
，That's a misunderstanding.
那你是错误了。
If you keep on living and eating same way,
如果用一样的生活跟饮食
，Cancer will certainly come back.
癌细胞还会回来找你。
So that's why you need to change your lifestyle.
所以你要改变生活习惯。
Please learn a new start lifestyle.
请你要学会怎么样用新起点来生活。
Then this your recovery will be no problem.
所以你的恢复就不会有问题。肝指数过高，如何来降低
？The reason why this number is high in the liver is
肝指数之所以会高的理由。
Because there may be a hepatitis virus is there.
可能有什么病毒？
肝炎 virus.
肝炎的这个病毒。
Or you may be drinking alcohol too much.
或是喝酒太多。
Or you may be eating too much fat.
或是吃太油。
If you eat very high fat diet,
高脂的食物的话
，it is very bad for the liver.
那对肝很伤。
Too much fat can be accumulated in the liver cell.
那么太多的脂肪呢，会伤害肝细胞。
It can cause fatty liver.
称作一个
脂肪肝。脂肪肝。Okay. Okay.
会变成脂肪肝。
Yeah. When you have this 脂肪肝，
当你这一种肝的时候
，and this number can also go up.
那指数就会升高。
So.If you do the new, but there is no way your doctor can lower that the number of the liver problem.
可是你的医生是没有办法来降低它的指数的。
Number one, you have to quit drinking alcohol.
首先你要戒酒。
Cut down your fat in the diet.
戒油。
Yeah. And most of all, do the new start.
用新起点的生活
，then T cell becomes stronger，
让你的 T 细胞强
，and T cell can destroy all the hepatitis viruses。
T 细胞就会把这些肝癌细那个病菌杀死。
Then your liver cell will be healed up。
那你的肝就会被得医治。
The number will go down to back to normal。
那么那指数就会降低。OK， 我的母亲是这个。胃的淋巴瘤患者是恶性的哈，那胃和脾呢全部都切除了，他的胰脏也切了一小部分，开刀已经2年多，请问可以怎么样增加他的体重？医生说要一辈子打这个 B12 的针剂，有何方法可以不用打？他非常怕痛。
B12 injection is not that harmful.
B12 的这个针剂并不是有什么伤害。
I'm sure the doctors removed the very important part of the intestine where the B12 is absorbed.
因为医生呢，他知道他的 B12 哈的需要更多的吸收。
So this patient cannot really absorb the B12 because of the removal of the portion of the intestine.
因为他的这个很多的内脏都已经割除了，所以他吸收 B12 就不是很。
So this patient must receive B12 injection, but and also you don't have to worry about B12 injection.
以至于到这个他吸收 B12 不够，所以他要注射，所以不会有太大问题。
B12 injection is nothing harmful.
它 B12 并不会有带来伤害。
And other conditions.
另外一个情况。
With this extensive surgery.
在这个手术之后。
This person need a good, healthy living.
他必须要有一个健康的生活。
And also, but most of all.
但是最重要。
This patient need hope.
他希望他应该要有盼望
that her the abnormal gene can come back to normal
那不正常的细胞基因会变成正常
and cancer can be healed
所以那个癌才会得到治疗两年前开刀因为甲状腺亢进但手术后至今仍然有时候高有时候低需要吃药请问医生，如何让这甲状腺的情形稳定？所以他两年以后就可以生小孩了。
The thyroid disease is most likely due to the autoimmune problem.
这个问题是来自于他自体免疫力的问题。
That means the T cell, patient T cell is attacking the thyroid gland.
他的 T 细胞呢，来攻击他自己的。
And this person has to understand why her own T cell is attacking her own thyroid gland.
这个病患他必须要知道说，他 T 细胞为什么要自己攻击自己。
So sometimes the T cell goes to thyroid gland and attack the thyroid gland.
所以他有时候他这个 T 细胞他就攻击他自己。
At same time, stimulate thyroid gland to produce more thyroid hormone.
那在同时呢，他就会产生更多的这样的荷尔蒙。
So this T cell need to become back to normal.
所以这个 T 细胞呢，要回到正常。
For this T cell, gene has to come back to normal.
所以这个 T 细胞的基因必须要恢复正常先。
And need to change the meaning.
所以必须要改变它的意义。
And normally, this woman who has this type of problem is.
通常这个妇女有这个问题。
They're very active.
就是甲状腺亢进的问题。
They're very busy.
他们很活跃，很忙。
They want to do the. Hundred things in a very short period of time.
所以他们在短时间里面呢，就有工作狂哈。
So this kind of woman had need to slow down.
所以她必须要降低速度。
慢慢地。
慢慢来。
And don't really work too fast.
不要太过劳碌命。
To achieve that,
要。
You need to have a good relationship with God.
要有这样的一个改变，你要跟上帝关系恢复和好。
Let God give you some peace.
让上帝给你平安。
Then you can slow down.
你就可以降低你的速度。
You don't have to be in a hurry and afraid.
你就不用在那边就很急忙的。
And of course, be on New Start program.
当然要用新起点的生活。
Then this abnormal gene in the T cell come back to normal.
使得这 T 细胞可以。基因变成正常
，then thyroid become normal.
它的甲状腺就会正常。为什么喝豆浆会过敏
？The main problem with allergy is the weak T cells.
之所以会过敏，就是因为我们 T 细胞的问题。
So if you normally this soy milk does not really have that bad allergies.
这个黄豆其实不会带给，应该不会带给人过敏。
But if this person have this allergy to the soy milk,
如果这个人对黄豆有过敏的话
，it's not because of soy.
其实不是黄豆的问题。
It's because of this person's weaker immune system.
是因为他自己的免疫系统很脆弱。
So for the time being,
所以时候来的时候
，try to stay away from the soy milk.
他就会想要拒绝这个黄豆。
Then do the good new start lifestyle.
那么他就他应该要改变过新起点的生活。
Then when your T cell becomes stronger,
那你 T 细胞强的话
，then allergy will disappear.
你过敏就会消失。
Then you'll have no problem with the soybean, soy milk later.
那你喝豆浆就不会有问题了。
Cow's milk is not healthy.
牛奶不是健康的。
And cow's milk, I'm an allergy specialist.
我是一个过敏学专家。
And cow's milk causes too much problem, especially with Oriental people.
这个牛奶对人是会产生问题，特别是对我们东方人。
Genetically, we are not really fitting to the cow's milk, really.
以种族来看的话，我们很不适合喝牛奶。
So, I think if Korean, Chinese, Japanese drink cow's milk,
这些韩国、日本、中国人喝牛奶的话
，you'll have more problem than the benefit.
你会得到的问题伤害比好处还多。
Does cow's milk make you feel very tired?
这些牛奶会导致你疲劳。
Lot of phlegms,
很多的痰。
Yeah, yeah. The problem in the stomach.
你胃消化的问题。
So I don't really recommend. I don't recommend to anybody to drink cow's milk.
所以我不建议大家喝牛奶。
Soy milk is fine. Yeah.
但是豆奶是可以的。
But when you drink anything, the water is best.
你要喝的话，喝水最好。
Okay.
那个还年轻哦，就一头白发。
Well, how old?
他多年轻也没有写。Around young age.
Well, there are a lot of young people today. Their hair become, grayer, grayer.
现在年轻人一头白发也是越来越普遍。
Normally it is coming from all different kinds of stress.
也可能来自于不同的压力。
Emotional stress, of course.
心情的压力啦。
Too much work.
工作的压力。
And the food is not healthy.
不健康的食物。
Too much fat.
太多脂肪。
Too much alcohol.
酒精。
Too much stimulation due to caffeine.
喝咖啡的刺激。
And this can.Amount more stress.
这些呢都是会增加我们的各种压力。
And the hair can go gray.
所以我们的头发呢就会变黑。那个蔬菜或水果有农药的问题啊，这个我们。
Yeah, obviously we have to worry about this insecticide.
是啊，我们对这个农药过量也是一个问题。
Well, can we totally avoid it?
我们可以完全避免呢
？No，
没有办法。
Today it is impossible。
今天我们没有办法完全避免农药的问题。
Obviously, if you pay more，
或者说你花多一点钱
，you can buy some organic vegetables。
你可以买一些有机蔬菜。
But even then, you cannot 100% trust them either, right?
即使有机蔬菜，你也没有办法百分之百。
So realistically speaking, today we cannot really avoid this pesticide.
合理的这样讲的话，今天没有办法完全的避免这些问题。
And then, what can we do?
那我们应该怎么办
？We are so afraid of the pesticide, and we are just we're not gonna eat anything good food.
那我们如果怕这个农药的话，我们又不吃好的东西。
Well, let me give you one hope.
我给你一个盼望。
If you eat vegetarian food,
如果你吃蔬菜
，vegetarian food has lots of fiber.
因为在蔬菜水果里头有很多的纤维。
And scientists did this interesting study.
那科学家呢就有一个很有趣的实验。
It's about rice.
就是用米。
White rice,
白米
has no fiber,
没有纤维
but it also has much less pesticide.
什么
less,
比较
rice, white rice,
less what, 白米对啊
So white rice has a lower pesticide. 农药的，
它白米呢，它本身就比较少农药。
But brown rice has a much higher level of nongyak.
那这个糙米是比较多的农药。
Yeah. And but brown rice has fiber.
但是糙米又有很多的纤维。
White rice has no fiber.
而白米又没有纤维。
So let me put it this way.
让我这样子说。
Brown rice has 80% of the pesticide.
假如说这个糙米有80%的农药。
White rice has 40%.
而白米只有40%。
But when you eat white rice,
但你吃白米的时候，
all 40% of nongyak is absorbed.
那么你40%的这个农药都吃进去了。
But when you eat the brown rice,
可是你吃糙米的话，
with other fibers together,
有纤维，
you're only absorbing 20%.
你只有吸收20%的农药。
Why?
为什么会这样？
Because fiber absorbed the rest of the nongyak.
因为纤维呢，把剩下的农药给吸进去了。
And take it out to the bathroom.
那么你上厕所了就出来。
So God already prepared fiber.
所以上帝已经准备好了那个纤维。
So you are not, at least you are not absorbing all pesticide.
所以意思就是说，你不会吸收所有的农药的。
If you eat healthy.
如果你用健康的食物的话，
But if you keep on eating white rice,
但是你继续吃白米，
white flour, white bread,
白面粉、白面包，
you are absorbing more pesticide.
那么你就会吸收更多的农药。
So, we cannot avoid the bad thing all the way.
我们没有办法完全免除那些不好的。
We have to challenge them.
我们必须要来挑战。
And still eat healthy.
但是继续来吃健康。
But remember,
但记得
，our gene is the most important.
我们的基因是最重要的。
The food is not the most important thing for our gene.
而食物对于基因来讲不是最重要的。
If your gene is healthy,
如果你的基因健康
，you're healthy.
你就健康。
But gene respond.
但是基因对什么有反应
？To.
对。
To the meaning.
对意义的事情，
so good meaning,
所以好的意思，
truth,
真理，
goodness,
美善，
and,
善，
and beauty,
美，
and love,
爱，
that is best medicine for you.
那个是对基因是最好的药物。
That's best thing for your genes.
对你的基因是最美好的事物。
So don't worry about food too much.
所以不用担心食物太多。
But always.Trying to become closer to God.
但是要维持跟上帝很亲近的关系。
So from wonderful God,
这是一个奇妙的真神。
Learn the love of God.
我从上帝那里学习爱。
Learn the goodness of God.
从上帝学习那善。
Learn the truth of God.
从上帝那里学习真理。
And enjoy the beauty of God.
来享受神的美好。
Then you'll have more endorphin.
那你就会分泌更多的 endorphin.
And your genes will be more activated.
你的基因就会活跃。
And that's more important than food.
那这些都比食物更加的重要。
So even though we cannot 100% avoid the pesticide,
所以我们虽然没有办法100%来拒绝那些农药。
God is going to protect you.
上帝会保守你。
Protect your genes.
保守你的基因。
With His love.
借由他的爱
Amen.
Amen. 我们谢谢
谢谢。
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。